Yeah, it's Friday the 13th, but your luck's about to change. It's the 90.5 WESA Social Club Podcast. And it's your social club for the weekend of Friday the 13th. Oh, no, Rachel, it's Friday the 13th.
Ooh.
And also Valentine's weekend, I guess.
So it's romance and mystery.
Something like that.
But don't go to mystery theater.
How can we combine these themes in some horrible way?
Like a good romantic slasher movie?
Possibly. If only we had like some comedy professionals.
Maybe.
To advise us.
I think I have some people.
Let me introduce you first.
Okay.
Rachel Carlson is community director for Yelp Pittsburgh.
I'm here.
I got it right this time, didn't I?
Yeah, that's okay. Right. You can
Welcome,
make stuff
Rachel.
Up.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
And you brought some friends.
I did. I have some lovely friends here. So sitting right next to me, I feel the vibes.
Feel the love.
It's Christy Nolan from Arcade Comedy Theater and Aaron Kleiber, who is also from the Arcade, but has a very successful comedy career as well.
Mm-hmm. Successful.
Oh, my gosh.
Are you the sort of the godfather of Pittsburgh
comedy?
Oh,
my gosh. Yeah.
Yes.
I've gotten that.
Just own it,
stand-up. Maybe stand-up. I just I love community. Community is a big deal. And if you have a strong comedy community as people, you will have a high bar for comedy. You know what I mean? Like, it helps. I don't know. It's weird because people say, like, oh, it's almost like a church. It's like a...
There is community involved.
Right.
I mean, you know, it's not just going down and doing a show, but it's hanging out and talking about it and seeing comedy in other places. And there is a real comedy community.
And helping each other and, you know, helping each other with shows and doing each other's mics and shows.
And cross-pollinating. We have a lot of improvisers who have started to take stand-up classes and perform stand-up. We have stand-ups who are doing improv.
Tons of stand-ups doing improv.
Musical people who are getting involved with musical comedy. That's when it's most exciting to me. I think originally when we talked about Arcade, it was going to be an improv theater. And, you know, in my 20-some years of improv, I was like, okay. And when we started talking about mixing genres at one comedy club, that's when it really started to get interesting to me, because I had never seen that or done that. And so that's the part I think that's really fun and interesting is and part of why we called it Arcade is you go down and you're going to see something funny, but you don't know what.
Can you explain Arcade a little bit and what you guys have going on at the theater?
Sure, sure.
Yeah, in case anybody doesn't know what Arcade
which
is.
Which they're crazy if they don't.
Right. And if you haven't...
You are crazy.
You are crazy. What are
you
doing?
What are you doing?
And for those people who haven't been downtown in a while to check out what's going on in the cultural district, come on. You got to get down
Cross
there.
Cross the river.
There is a new restaurant, delicious, opening up every week, it feels like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
And I hate that, like, Christy, how long have you been back in Pittsburgh?
3 years.
3 years. Well, see, I get people
after
like,
20 years, I'm a native, a 20-year native. I just went away for a little bit.
Right. But then you know totally when people are like, oh, I'm like Arcade Comedy Theater, 811 Liberty Avenue. They're like, Liberty Avenue.
Oh, Lord.
Gay bars and hookers. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Yes.
It's great.
Well, I will
unless,
leave.
You know, unless that's what you're looking for.
Yeah. Which is, come on down.
Sure. I mean, but I'll leave the theater midnight on a Thursday night after classes, and it is bustling. There are people coming out of bars, out of restaurants. When I was a kid, if you were downtown on the weekend, there'd be tumbleweeds going down the street.
I was tumble needles.
Yes. It'd be busy for like the Steeler game, and then it felt like a ghost town by like, you know, after it was gone. It is not that ever anymore. Mm-hmm. It's booming.
Well, and you guys are a big reason why. There's always something going on, it seems like.
Well, I mean, I do think that that's kind of I think that's why the cultural district is kind of embracing us. You don't have to pre-purchase tickets or spend $40 or $50 or $60 on a ticket. Our tickets are generally $10. And you can BYOB. It's extra $2 to bring your own beer or wine. And so it's as expensive as a movie theater to come down and see.
Less expensive.
Pretty much, I mean, now movie tickets are like $12, $13, $14.
And these are, for the most part, local comedians, local improvisers, people from your community who are getting up. And first of all, a lot of them learned improv or stand-up here. So, and they're doing it. They're showing their wares.
That's a good point to make, too, is that the people that are performing, you know, if we don't have somebody from out of town coming in, they're all locally grown. And when we say like grown, like a lot of these, like the improv groups, they have taken hours and hours of classes. Any stand-ups that we have up, these guys have put in hours and hours at open mics in bars in Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. So we try to put up the best of the best
right.
in our
and
shows.
And I think that if you're out of that loop, you don't understand anything, you probably think anyone can just like go up on stage and start BSing.
Have fun.
You know?
Have fun.
There are those opportunities in Pittsburgh. Arcade isn't offering one as of yet. You know, we're just like, come on and do stuff. We've talked about it.
You mean having like an open mic?
Having like an open mic or anybody just jump up.
Yeah.
One of the things that I think, I hope we've done smartly is we don't want to grow too big too fast and then fail.
Right.
So, you know, we started with Fridays and Saturday nights, and we've slowly added Sundays. And hopefully this year, right now we have the month of February, Monday night, we're doing student shows every Monday at 7:30. So slowly but surely we have.
We've had small necessity in where we've needed Thursday shows.
Yeah,
we've had to throw on Thursday shows. We have to
and
sometimes.
And you are found. Christy is a founding member. Aaron, you are also a founding.
No.
Okay.
He's the director of stand-up.
I'm the stand-up guy.
He's our stand-up guy. He books all of our stand-ups. Helps us. You know, the five of us, our background is really in improv. So to say like, oh, yeah, let's get stand-ups when that's not our area of expertise, we needed an expert. And Aaron's our expert and very kindly lets us know. Well, you know, at the end of the day, if what we have up on stage.
I feel bad sometimes, too, because Christy is the sweetest ever. She'll go, no. I met this really nice stand-up, and he wants to do a show. And I'm like, who is that? I'm like, no, he sucks. No, he cannot. Nope, he's got a couple more hours to go. Nope.
That's
so
funny.
That's what I do.
Well, and
you do the cut.
Yeah, kind of.
Well, and eventually we'd like to have a place for all people who want to get up and do stuff. Mm-hmm. It's just not Saturday nights at 8.
It sounds terrifying, to be honest, and I'm sure.
You should come and take Aaron's stand-up class. You'd be great.
I need to do the improv first.
I know. Well, our next round of classes start March 8th, the week of March 8th. We're right in the middle of classes right now. We have all different levels. We have a sketch writing class, which is going gangbusters.
Which is awesome. Some of the stuff that they're writing, Larry Phillips from Hustlebot teaches it.
He's amazing.
And they've had like TV pilots. Hustlebot has done some cool stuff.
Yeah.
So
Josh,
Larry
did you
Phillips
know
is so funny.
All this stuff was going on?
I had no idea. Well, I had some notion, but I didn't know the scope of it.
Yes,
the scale of
Josh
it.
Has
awesome.
Been on the boards at the arcade. He's performed with us.
This is true. One time.
And we got to get you
guys
back
were
down.
Very kind to me.
I appreciated it. Oh, no. You were great.
It was fun. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, we do once a month a storyteller type improv show where there's a monologist and he or she. Sometimes we've had pairs kind of do stories and then we improvise based around those.
Called the Hoot Nanny.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and Rick Seeback is actually going to be
that's
going to
be like sold
nice
out.
Guy. Right
yeah.
On. It's one of the big guys we have this weekend.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, and what do you have going on this weekend?
So this weekend is our two-year anniversary.
Tournament. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Go ahead.
That's
I'm in.
After dark. No, our two-year anniversary. So we've been around for 2 years, which is
that's awesome. Crazy.
Yeah. In some ways it feels like 5 minutes. In some ways it feels like my entire
I know
life.
you're right. Weren't you just saying like it's always been there?
That's the way it feels to me.
Yeah.
I found out about it and it seemed as though everybody had already been aware of this forever. So I just thought I was late to the party.
I honestly feel like that too.
That is a
that
theme.
I've spent so much time there and so much time with these guys from Arcade, and that a lot of us I go way back with them, and it just feels like, you know, like Mike and Abby, I've been performing with for over 10 years.
Those are two of the other. We have five founders.
Yeah.
Mike Rubino, Abby Fudor, Randy Kirk, me, and my husband, Jeff Nolan. Yeah.
But so, like, it does feel like that where, like, you know, you're married for a while and you're like, yeah, I mean, I've been with my wife over 10 years and I'm like, I don't remember being with another woman.
Yeah.
Like, I don't, like, that's what Arcade feels like. It's always been there, especially since I have friendships there that are so long. you know, some of the performers there. It's just like, yep, this has been here forever and it should be this way.
Well, and I can say as an observer, like, you really feel the love in the place. And it was the most surprising thing to me about participating was just how uncannily friendly and sweet everybody was. Not just, you know, to me as a guest, but to each other. Like, there was just so much support and empathy there.
I really appreciate that because I
think he's generally talking about improvisers.
The improv people.
Not stand-ups.
Well, yeah.
Why do stand-ups are me?
Stand-ups are broken people. They're broken. No. I'm one of the few.
Well, I have to tell you, I've been at other improv clubs or places where I don't know if I feel as much support. So
it's true.
I think it's like a marriage where you have to work at that. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think sometimes people have this idea that, oh, that just happens naturally. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't. We work on having community and having mm-hmm. support, and not just because it's right, but it makes for better comedy.
Right.
Well, and it's infectious, you know?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and that's what makes for, I mean, you know, we're talking about like comedy scene and like how I'm involved, but also these guys, I think it all, just like in any business or management, it trickles down. You know, it's like how you treat your peers. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing, like we may be doing bigger things or being in charge of certain things, but it's like we kind of treat everybody like they want to be treated, and it's just, you know, it's not like some business thing where like where we treat everybody nice. It's just what you do because it makes for better comedy and a better community.
Treat people nice?
That's good business.
Well, this maybe gets to something I wanted to ask you guys, which is you're both, you know, Pittsburgh roots. Christy, I think you came by. Did you come out of like the Second City scene at some point?
I was on their touring company and I trained there. And
she knows Seth Meyers.
Yes. It's definitely, you know, 20 years ago when I left here, there was just starting Friday Night Improv. And I really didn't know about improv. Like, I was an acting major. So I don't know if I could have grown to the improviser that I am and be able to direct and teach here because it wasn't there. We kind of had to go to Mecca to learn about.
Right.
And that's really where Chicago still is. I mean, as awesome as Pittsburgh ever gets, Chicago is the Broadway of improv.
Totally. I mean, you've got the bona fides, but like you chose to come back to Pittsburgh, obviously, for a reason. What I'm wondering is there like a Pittsburgh mindset that informs comedy that you guys see out and around town? What is there a Pittsburgh comedy mentality?
Well, you know, I also spent 8 years in LA, and the one thing I'll definitely say is there is really and I love all my LA friends. Just in case any, but I feel like
I love all my LA friends that are from Pittsburgh.
Yes. I feel like there's more of a look at me culture out there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And fair enough. I mean, there's agents in the house and producers in the house. Mm-hmm. And so improv tends to be a little bit more of a, how am I doing? How is this character?
Right.
And when you strip all of that stuff away and you're here, it's much more about how are we doing? How's our ensemble working together? I say this to my students all the time. If I'm making sure that I make you look good and you're making sure that you make me look good, we all look good. And we're doing it in a supportive environment. And I haven't found that to be the case everywhere and in varying degrees, obviously. But the one thing that's great about Pittsburghers, I think, is really a no-nonsense attitude.
Yep.
There's none of that fluff of who's in the house or who am I going to be impressing, or
it's
just about the work.
Yeah.
Unless it's Rick Seebeck.
Exactly. Yeah. We're all fun again.
You're 100% right. I think, and I can speak specifically for stand-ups, I think that what you see with a lot of stand-ups in Pittsburgh is that they're original. They're pretty – what you see is what you get. And that's what makes for really good stand-ups, you know, to be transparent and original. And I think we get that right off the bat because I think that's how Pittsburgh people are. They're generally friendly, open. What you see is what you get. You know, nobody's covering themselves with some kind of product. Sometimes they are. Because, you know what I mean? Like when you're talking about L.A. and stuff, and I've experienced that, it's like, oh, I don't like it. Like, I don't like L.A. I don't want to live there at all.
And I think
I'll go there. I go and do work. But I don't want to live there. I don't want to raise my kids there.
And I think about from an outsider, too, with the stand-up side of things, I think the first thing that comes to my mind is the improv or now defunct Funny Bone. So, like, what do you do then here? Like, what's your kind of – I know you don't probably have a normal schedule, but what's the circuit like? In terms of stand-up.
How do you mean?
In terms of stand-up here, like you here? Do so you at the Beehive.
Like a,
you
have, yeah, like a progression of things?
Yeah.
Like how stand – well, I mean, really, it goes from – you know, Pittsburgh right now, we have over, I want to say, a dozen open mics. And now
– which everybody can learn at pghcomedy.com.
Yeah, pghcomedy.com has right? all the like open mics listed and all that stuff like that. And
I refer my students to that all the time because they're always like, where do I go? How do I
find an open mic? They're all
that's your resource.
Yeah, pghcomedy.com lists all the weekly open mics, addresses, all that stuff. But that's how it starts. And you know, people say, how do I do it? You just go to an open mic. You get the balls to get up and talk about your life. Mm-hmm. And some places, like Wednesdays, I run a show at the Beer Hive in the Strip, and that's in front of a beer cooler at a bar. But you know what? It's a good show. People come for wings.
That sounds comforting, actually.
Yeah. Yeah.
Surrounded by beer.
Yeah, it is. I mean, but people now, like that show that people come to eat cheap wings and watch comedy.
Right.
And I run a show on Mondays in Bloomfield at the Pleasure Bar. That used to be an open mic, and now it's actually a showcase show. Now we just have 10 comics, 10 minutes each, because I couldn't do 25 comics at 5 minutes each anymore because we have so many good comics. I thought, you know what, during the week, there's so many good comics in Pittsburgh now that are doing shows in the weekends. So we changed Monday to be Comedy Sauce, and it's like 10 comics get through 10 minutes, so it's more of a showcase, not an open mic. But there's so many open mics, and that's how you get your start. You go to open mics, then maybe I put you on Comedy Sauce. You know, you can do 10 minutes or whatever. And then lots of comics are doing their own shows. They're doing little shows at bars, little shows at restaurants. Then you go from there. You go to an open mic, you're funny. I always tell people, be funny and be nice. That's how you yeah. – how do I get shows? How do I get shows? Go up in the mic and prove it, and then be cool. Be a cool dude.
So you're curating a lot then around town, it Posting. Seems like.
Yeah. 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 I mean, I started the second and third open mic ever. And I feel like it you just – I mean, you want to try to set a precedent. You want to try to set a bar. I mean, I was one of the first guys to get paid for hosting open mic. They're like, I don't understand. What? I was like, well, I DJed for 8 years, and I know a bar will pay a trivia guy, you know, $150 to do trivia. So I'm going to bring in 20 people and do comedy. So yeah. How about some free burgers? You know, like.
But Pittsburgh has so much cultural diversity.
Yeah.
Live music, live theater, and now live comedy exploding. Like, there's really no excuse.
People don't get it. Every
there's
night.
No excuse.
Every night there's a room of comedians doing jokes.
That's amazing.
Or doing improv mm-hmm. or something.
Well, yeah. It's like stipulated. There's a lot of people out there, but just quickly, who do you like? Like, who's good? Who should we be keeping an eye on?
Other than you.
Make some recommendations?
As far as Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
I mean, Pittsburgh, you know, my buddy Matt Light got Best of the Berg, Pittsburgh Magazine, because I won 2 years in a row, and we go at each other how he won last year. He's a great young comic who really boosted up because he was diagnosed with cancer, and he just started talking about it on stage, just going at it, doing 15, 20 minutes talking about it.
That's one way to strip away all the pretense.
Absolutely. Yeah. And he was, really. And I think, you know, it was really awesome, his honesty and originality in that, and he's great, and a guy named Shannon Norman's really popping up. Really funny, weird dude covered in tattoos, but he's like a teddy bear. I mean, and then Norlex Belma is a guy. He actually hosts a show on 88.3, right? Yeah, on Tuesday nights called Off the Record. And he's like, you know, they talk, but he's also funny, and he's doing tons of stand-up, super funny.
But make sure that I want to caution people, like I hear the whose line is it anyway conundrum a lot, where I think right. people come down and yeah. expect this improv to be whose line is it anyway levels. And, you know, what you don't know is those guys shoot for hours and then they edit the best 20 minutes. Mm. I'm not saying it's not improvised. It is improvised.
Yeah.
So but what you're when you come down, for the most part, you're seeing people in process. They're learning about this. There's no end stop for improv or for comedy.
Right.
You are in the process of learning. And so I want people to make sure that they realize that, you know, it's more like sports, I think, than
sure.
than acting or performance, who they've rehearsed the same thing over and over again. It's like a game. Sometimes you win and sometimes you're less successful.
Yeah, you're right. You're not going to see the Super Bowl every time.
Right.
Sometimes you're going to hit.
But you're always engaged. You're always engaged or should be in the game and what's happening and the highs and the lows. So, but I do feel like sometimes our Saturday Night Live or Amy Poehler and people have this – like, how are they being so amazing at improv? Well,
they've been working at it for years.
They've been doing it for a long time.
Exactly. Right.
Yeah. So then what do you – so, Christy, I know you guys have a lot coming up at the Arcade, and then Aaron, I'd love to hear what you have coming up then.
Well, the big thing is this weekend is our two-year anniversary, and once again, I'm not sure why we keep doing this to ourselves. We're like – besides programming every weekend, let's do an extravaganza and bring everybody.
Weekend,
I mean, I love it so much when we do it, but it is always
fun too because when
a little daunting.
I mean, a 2-year anniversary is a big deal, but also it's an opportunity to do a big thing and celebrate comedy, which is that's fun. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the people, you know, when we first started and had zero money, we went hat in hand to a lot of comics and improvisers.
It's a nonprofit theater.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Which a lot of people probably don't
Chris
realize.
Chris is not taking baths in Franklin's, okay? Who's on the –
I thought you were going to say she's not taking baths 100%. In general.
No. We've had to shut off my water since I started to do comedy. It's very sad.
Bucket holes in it outside.
Yikes.
But a lot of these comics that we said, listen, we want to start this thing here in Pittsburgh. We've got no money. Would you come down and donate your time and your talent? And mm-hmm. they said, absolutely. Like Lee Trebosik, who's an amazing magician. If you haven't seen Lee,
like,
do you know that there's a magician in Pittsburgh?
I would assume there would be, but I'm not aware of
him. Let me just throw this out here.
He's a master.
Lee is one of the best magicians in the country. He lives a mile away from me. And I'm good friends with him. And also, speaking of variety stuff, Mark Hayward.
Oh, my gosh.
Is the world champion yo-yoer and juggler. He's been on Letterman twice. He's been on on America's Got Talent. He lives in Pittsburgh. He's from Pittsburgh.
He goes all over the world.
He's the best yo-yoer in the world.
Yes.
And we can see this here in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, you know, we wanted to say, okay, so stand-up. We've got stand-up. We've got improv. What else? And we started to look at variety acts and why not variety acts.
Right.
And
because they're funny guys.
Yeah. It's about being entertained in an amusing way.
Yeah.
And if it's amusing and if it's fun, we want to give it a try at Arcade. Because why not?
Yeah. Absolutely.
We also have kid shows. We've started our Penny Arcade, and that's the second Saturday of the month at 1 p.m. And we do it's completely family friendly, and it's aimed at grades K through 6.
My kids are 6 and 4, and they're like, Penny Arcade? Penny Arcade? I'm like, it's Tuesday. No.
It's really fun, and it's going to be our segue into kids' classes, which we're hoping to get started in 2015. We've had so much request for it, but it's just one of those things we're bursting at the seams. Mm-hmm. We've got classes every night of the
penny
week.
Penny Arcade is so fun.
It really is.
My daughter wants a Penny Arcade birthday party.
Uh-oh.
Oh, she's already.
We'll have to talk about it.
Do you do parties?
Yeah.
That's something we're talking about. One of the neat things is
you can do whatever you want.
Right. Well, so it was the five of us. It was the five of us who started this thing, and it's become enormous. And recently, over New Year's, we've established a leaderboard. There's been a lot of people that have been working really hard and have also said, I love this place. I love what's going on here. And we've started to recognize people and not just recognize them for their help and their support, but also give more responsibilities. Because I don't want this to be the Christy Comedy Club. We want everybody to be involved and make this a community place for comedy.
That's what's cool about it too, is that it's not like, you know, Christy and all these guys and like we have some like lackeys. You know what I mean? These people are like getting ownership and putting on their own shows.
That's really what we want. We want different people, different
like
points
live,
of view.
The live reads.
That's a great example.
Yeah.
With Jared Pasco did the live read, and he was someone that like just came in, I think, through the Yelp event, maybe, and discovered.
Yeah. He's also my agent. He's the best agent
powerful.
In the world.
Powerful guy.
Yes. But he's also now on our board of directors.
Yeah.
So we just recently put together an official board of directors. We had one prior, but this is as we start to ramp up charitable donations, as we start to ramp up, and not just I'd love to get into the community more. You know, when I started improv 20 years ago, I was always the only chick on stage with 8 or 9 guys. So, but we still have a very, very lily white stage. And the fact that we don't have more ethnicities, more people of color represented in improv, I want to figure out how we can do that. Now, the female thing, which is amazing, I would say sometimes it's 60-40.
It's crazy. There are so many.
So many talented, like funny ladies.
I grew up in comedy with like our friends Missy Marino and Abby Fudor. Like that's the two funniest chicks I've ever met in my life are Pittsburgh comedians. And now it's like you go into Arcade and you're just surrounded by funny women doing bits in the green room. I'm like, oh my God, this is the hottest room I've ever been in.
But that is not adorable. That was not always the case.
No.
It was always me and some dudes. Yeah. I mean, for as long as I can remember. Yeah. So the fact that that's changed, I don't think that I would love to try to get into some schools and try to, you know, encourage people of all different backgrounds to get down and do comedy so we hear lots of different voices. Mm-hmm. So I don't think it will take that long until we can change that paradigm around too. But we need to have, you know, as a nonprofit, we need to have funding. We need to have some money to do that because, you know, we make sure that we pay our teachers and we want to try to pay back our artists in a fair way. So,
yeah.
Well, it's been so much fun to watch you guys grow just over the last 2 years. So congratulations.
Thank you. We look forward to watching you get bigger
and more successful.
And our entire lineup for this weekend is on arcadecomedytheater.com. You know, we've got sketch and improv and musical comedy. All of our house teams will be performing on Sunday. So we've got lots of stuff.
Cool. And Aaron, you have a gig at the Improv coming up?
I am headlining a weekend, March 12th through the 15th at the Pittsburgh Improv. And besides, I always say this because it's a cool thing. Besides Bill Crawford, who is, you know, on a huge morning show, I'm the first comedian really that's not on a major radio morning show.
Doesn't count, sorry.
Yeah, I was going to say right now.
No, but I'm saying
it's happening.
I'm saying is like I'm the first comedian to really to come out of the open mic scene of Pittsburgh and headline a weekend at the Improv.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Like it's I will say I'm in all humility, it's not easy to get a weekend at the Improv. Mm-hmm. It's funny that I got that weekend at the Improv through Los Angeles.
Wow.
Like, by going there and placing in festivals, like, for the last 3 years. And they were like, hey, that's your hometown. You should headline a weekend there. Like, that's – isn't it crazy that a mile –
Yeah, and you're like,
headline a weekend a mile from my house, I had to do 2 festivals and go to L.A. 4 times.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And
well, we're changing that. The more that we do here, the more this becomes
absolutely
the center of
and people
where
know
comedy
that
is.
Too. People are starting to know that nationally. I see, you know, I travel all around and have comedians open for our shows and things like that. And they're like, dude, like I heard this dude from Pittsburgh, blah, blah, blah. Like,
that's awesome.
You guys are having like – and now like even the number of mics and shows we have, the fact that we have an Arcade Comedy Theater – we rival a small group of cities that have that much comedy. There's not many cities that have that much comedy.
Really?
Yeah.
No. I mean, take away New York, LA, Chicago.
Okay.
We're up there in comedy with like DC, Atlanta, Minneapolis, Austin, Seattle, Portland. We're in that group of cities that are have booming arts.
And growing exponentially.
Yeah, like quick.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not – it's. I mean, that's part of when people say, oh, Pittsburgh's the next Portland or the next Austin or whatever.
Yeah.
Comedy has a lot to do with that.
And then, and the other question I get a lot is, well, how do I get involved? And you come down, take a class.
What?
Well, people, I mean, I think that people sometimes are shy, like, oh, that's great that you do that, but I could never do that, which is baloney. You need to come down, take a class,
baloney.
See some shows, shake some
hands.
It's
a podcast. You can say swears.
Can I?
You're
can I
dice.
Say swears? Swears? PG-13. Come down and, you know, we've had people who've called us up and said, hey, I do tech and I love comedy. How do I become involved?
Yeah.
I said, come, I'll put you in the booth on Saturday. Yeah. Like, we want people to be a part.
I've had grown businessmen take my stand-up class and now getting shows.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's an open door policy.
Yeah.
Come on in, guys.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. For
I
sure.
love this.
No promises, though. You got to put in some work.
Crap.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Yeah. I keep trying to convince you to come down and take a class.
I know. I need
You'd
to.
You'd be great.
I'm scared.
Are you coming down this weekend?
She used to perform.
I know.
Scary. So are there shows that are sold out? Because you said Rick Seebach
It's going.
It's close.
Going quick.
If we,
so it's Friday.
We'll talk after this if you're interested.
Okay.
I've got a little pool.
Okay.
So I can.
I also know a lady who has a pool.
But if there are not people that have pool, tickets are going fast.
They should get on the website right away.
Okay.
Right now.
The other benefit of buying tickets in advance is you get free BYOB.
Oh, snap. Nice. Rolling with your bottle. No questions asked.
For people 21 and over, we do chance.
I'm hosting Saturday night at 10 p.m. Comic Wars. It's a fun show that takes stand-ups and pits them against each other with their jokes and impressions and ridiculous things.
But our kids show right now, we have 50 pre-sales.
Yeah.
So that's getting close.
Saturday afternoon at 1.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Amazing. That's awesome. So much going on. I'm so excited. I'm just sitting here listening and so excited for you guys and what you have going on now, and then just what the future holds too for you guys and for Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
In general.
It's exciting. It's a really exciting time to be downtown. It's just it's buzzing. We were we didn't know, but we were in Pittsburgh Magazine last month, where it's like,
hear that? We didn't even know we were in Pittsburgh Magazine.
Whatever.
Well, it was all about.
I was on a billboard now. Like, oh, there's me.
But it was all about, like, if you haven't checked out Liberty Avenue, you're missing it.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
all of the things we've got our great neighbors, Bricolage and Two Museum, and places to eat and amazing books. There's we've just got a great neighbor. The Harris Theater is right next door. We've got an amazing block and. Come on.
Go
cross
through
a
tunnel.
Bridge.
Get down there, Pittsburgh.
It is worth
yeah,
it.
You'll be all right.
Plenty of parking.
Go up a hill.
Yep.
It'll be okay.
Exactly.
Guys.
Yeah.
It's
guys.
Worth a scary bus ride.
Okay.
It is.
Christy, Aaron, thank you so much for coming by. It's great
thanks
to have
so
you.
Thanks so much for having us.
Thanks, guys.
Yay. Rachel, thanks again.
Of course.